This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
First. This is Free Talk Live. We are at Rogers Campground in the beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. We can't tell you what the weather is like today because we're recording the first segment of Tuesday's show on Monday. Because we were having a conversation with Patrick Bender yesterday, and it was going good. And then, you know, we're nailed to the clock, so our time ran out. And I wanted to keep that conversation going. Patrick is here. He's the proprietor over at Liberty.menu. Roger Paxton is still with me here in the studio.
Absolutely. Enjoying it. Thank
you. In the Lava Flow studios here at thelavaflow.com. That's your podcast.
It is. Yes.
One of your podcasts. And you can check out more Roger over there whenever you like. And Patrick, we were talking about Liberty.menu, but then we got into, a discussion about where we all came from. You came from Arkansas.
Right.
Roger, I came from down in Florida. Patrick, you guys moved out originally from California. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We lived in
Los
Southern
Angeles?
California.
Where were
we at? I was living, grew up in San Diego and was living the last 12 years in Orange County, just an hour north.
So we were talking about some of the stark contrast that we noticed between,
right.
you know,
after New Hampshire,
living,
yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I was talking about the police state down in Florida where, you know, I saw cops everywhere. But up here, if I drive from Keene to Concord, which is an hour long drive between two of the major cities in New Hampshire, and when I say major, I mean, you know, tens of thousands of people. There's not a whole lot of people up here.
Right.
But you don't see very many police very often on that drive.
Well, we drove 2 hours up from Milton to here 2 days ago and didn't see not one single cop. And that was during Bike Week, even. So not even a single cop, which was fantastic.
And Bike Week is, for those that don't know, a very big festival that
right.
goes on in your area in the seacoast,
right.
Weir's Beach. Or is it? That's Laconia. That's a lakes region,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, anyway.
It's just north of where I am living.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So, like, bikers everywhere, cops everywhere, but yet you didn't see a single cruiser.
Lots of bikes, but no cops.
Yeah. So it's totally different.
It is totally different. And there's all these small towns distributed throughout New Hampshire. And I bet you, I mean, I've only heard of so far, I'm staying in Croydon, and I've been told it's a one-cop town. And I imagine so many of these towns are one-cop towns.
Or less.
Or less.
The town Mark lives in has zero.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. Do they rent some state police? Or?
I mean, the state police have to provide their services
gotcha.
Or whatever, but they're hardly ever there. You never,
services, right.
You never see them. I've never seen them driving to Mark's house, like sitting on the side of the road, so they don't. I mean, they only come when they're called,
right.
basically.
Which is how they should be providing
yeah.
a service if they're going to
exactly.
provide one.
Yeah, they're more like the firemen.
Right.
When I need you, I'll call you.
But they actually got rid of the cop. There was a cop in that town,
wow.
and the town decided we don't need you anymore.
What town is it?
I can't say. Mark doesn't like me
oh,
to say on the air.
I understand that.
But some town in New Hampshire,
right.
there's 200 something of them.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of small towns like yeah. that would have one cop or no cops.
Right.
And that's not something you see in a lot of the U.S. Definitely not in California, where there's not a lot of small towns like this. I mean, you can go city to city, and it's hundreds of cops each city.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I traveled throughout the West Coast earlier this year on a big road trip, and I hit some towns that were like San Luis Obispo, California. It's a college town. Oh my God, I had to get out of there. We stopped just to get a snack. We're like, oh yeah, it'll be a fun town. Cops on, like you said, on every intersection. We got to one intersection. I saw three squad cars. I was like, really?
Wow,
this, I gotta
gross.
Get out of here. Yeah,
well, it
exactly.
never fails.
It's disgusting, and I just, I'm gotta go.
So when I was in Arkansas, we used to vacation in Florida a lot because that's where the nice beaches are and all of that. And every single time I would go down to Florida with my family, I would get a speeding ticket or some sort of a ticket, a seatbelt ticket, something every single time. And of course, I had out of state tags, so they're gonna target you anyway because they know you're just gonna pay the fine instead of
yeah.
coming to court. But almost every single time, and that's just that's an absolute. And of course, I would always tell them, "Hey, I'm already here, spending tons of money to help your economy, and you're still going to take more from me.
Punish me."
Yeah.
So, have you guys ever seen those roadside signs that say "Buckle up"?
Yeah.
And so I noticed
yeah.
that they're phrased differently across the country.
Uh-huh.
And so in California, it's always "click it or ticket."
Usually,
immediately
it's the
threat.
Law. Buckle
yeah.
up. It's
so
law.
California's "click it or ticket," and then others it's the law.
Yeah.
And then I saw it's our law. Which I thought was a little bit nicer.
Yeah, a little
and
bit.
Then I've seen ones that were, buckle up, we care. And I was just like, okay, that I can relate to a lot more. But that's something I felt in New Hampshire because I often, you know, drive around a little bit if I'm doing a short drive without buckling up. And,
Just know
that I don't have a threat against
right.
me.
You're not going to get extorted.
Exactly. There's no threat currently against me for doing this action I'm freely doing.
Right.
That feels great. And
I don't think you're very smart for making that decision.
Right. No, I'm a short drive. But, yeah,
but it's like people who ride around
without situations. So
like people who ride around without helmets on their motorcycles. I don't think you're smart for doing that, but it's great that you've got the freedom to do it.
My rule of thumb is if I'm riding around Keene where the speed limit's 30 and nobody's usually doing more than 30, sure. I'll ride with my seatbelt off. But if I get on the state roads and I'm hitting 55, 60 or whatever, I'll usually buckle up in that case. Yep. And I get the choice to make, you know, to make that here.
So you kind of do. If I'm in a car that doesn't shut up and it just beep,
well,
about
yeah,
it,
yeah.
Then I always put it on. I'm courtesy for my ears.
You can disable those things.
Oh, can you? I got to do that.
Hire somebody who knows cars and they snip a wire and that's
it
that.
Turns it off.
So I did pull up the sign because I wanted to make sure I wasn't remembering it quite right. In New Hampshire, the buckle up signs say NH law, buckle up under age 18, and then under that, there's a blue sign that says common sense for all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get that.
And that's a good message. I mean, you know, preaching common sense, if all governments would do that, that wouldn't be such a bad thing.
Other areas come out with the threat on, you know, it's immediately to the threat. Click it or we are going to take
And to be honest, it's always going to be a threat against your life. It's always going to eventually get to that point if you refuse to be a part of it. And that's, it's terrible.
And you'll see that sometimes in the states surrounding New Hampshire, sometimes they'll put up warnings when you enter their state about what, you know.
Extra threats here.
What was legal there ain't legal here, you guys. And, you know, of course, people have for a long time been known for smuggling fireworks down from New Hampshire to Massachusetts. And, of course, now the reverse is going to happen
with
where
cannabis.
People are going to go down to Massachusetts to buy weed.
Right.
And then they're going to come back into New Hampshire because Mass and Maine have both legalized cannabis before New Hampshire has.
But at least now it's decriminalized here. So
not yet, but the governor has promised that he's going to sign it. So, well, he has yet to sign it, but he's promised that he's going to. So we're waiting for that to happen. And hopefully that's going to result in fewer ticketings and bus for marijuana here and maybe some deprioritization for that generally amongst law enforcement, and then maybe next year or the year after that we'll see some further decriminalization.
The bill's definitely not perfect, but it's a good starting point.
They'll have resources freed up to go after people transporting firewood.
Exactly.
And
that's
they don't
incredible.
Like that up here. But yeah, it's not a completely free place yet, but it is the freest state of all of the 50 states, and you just came up for number 49.
Yeah, I'm moving up.
That's a big jump.
Yeah, it is. It was bad there. I mean, cost of living's bad there, too. That was another major reason for moving, is cost of living is better here. And it was just the right time in my life.
Yeah, for me, the cost of living went up quite a bit. My tax burden went way down, but to Arkansas, the cost of living is much cheaper.
I would say my tax burden went up.
Oh, really?
Because in Florida, there was no income tax down there.
Oh, okay.
There was a sales tax, but I don't buy a whole bunch of stuff, so that, you know, that's not a whole lot of money there.
Well, the county I was in Arkansas had the highest sales tax in the state.
Whoa.
And, of course, tax was 9.75.
It was 7% where I was.
And then we also, of course, had your income tax as well on top of that, which was just unbelievable.
And property tax.
Right, and property tax, of course.
But my property tax has quadrupled between Florida and here because in New Hampshire they build pretty much all their tax base into the property tax. So there's a meals and rooms tax, so if you go out to eat, there's a 9% tax
there. And then there's liquor as well that they get.
They run that, so yeah, I mean, that's all tax. Right.
The meals and use seems like a easy target because you're going out to eat food.
Yep.
And there's no food tax right here.
Tax on groceries.
On groceries.
If it's prepared food,
but
you know,
if it's prepared,
or whatever, right.
And I like no taxes. there's often exceptions for like medicine and food and so it seems
in other
like,
states.
Yeah, and so it seems that you could go after the meals and use tax as being like, well,
yeah.
Everyone needs to eat, and I can't always provide for, like, cook my own food and get groceries, so I should be able to go out to a restaurant and not have to pay the state.
Their argument is going to be, well, this is a tax that hits the tourists the hardest, because they're hitting
easy
hotels,
money.
Right, hotel rooms and
screw
tourists.
The other guy, it's free money.
Right, tourists are more likely to eat out, and so that's going to be their argument. But, you know, if we actually had a legislature, or when we have a legislature in New Hampshire that is focused on cutting the size of government, then they won't have the argument that they need that money because we'll be cutting their programs, right? So if you cut out all the reasons why the taxes exist, then it'll be easier to say, well, we don't need this tax anymore because we don't have those programs anymore. Whatever bureaucrats are being supported by that meals and rooms tax, which is probably some big old meals and rooms bureaucracy
of
or
course
something.
That's right.
Right?
Of course, that's part of the reason why we're here. So.
Right. And then there's the Liquor Commission, which is another thing that could just X off the
easy
list.
Easy one,
yeah.
And that's something I think of when I'm traveling and vacationing places is how much is it going to cost to be there? And one of the things I want to do is buy some alcohol. Is it going to be a pain in the butt? Do I have to go to a state store? Is it going to be really, really expensive?
Yeah.
And I think of that whenever I plan a vacation. You know, you want to make it cheap and fun. And
Patrick
and
Bender
get rid of that stuff that's going to be
from liberty.menu. Check out his website. You can put stuff up on it for free. There's some also some sort of categories you can pay a few bucks for and then get some bonuses and list your liberty-oriented business to the world at liberty.menu. And congratulations on your move, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Welcome home.
And we'll continue more from Rogers Campground here in moments on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-346-8194. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-346-8194. 800-346-8194.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Rogers Campground for day number 5 of Somalia Fest and Shire Fest, the final day of these great first-year festival events, which have been just a good intimate time with some good liberty-oriented folks, some people who I've known for a long time, and people who I've never met before. We've had some brand-new guests on who were brand-new movers this week in the last several days. We had a guy who literally just moved this weekend, and he arrived here at Somalia Fest and Shire Fest.
Right.
We get the Binder family that showed up just like a week ago.
And one of the great things about these events is that you get to meet so many new people that you add to your family, and it's just amazing. That's one of the things I love about this. You know, seeing the people that, you know, we see all the time is great, too.
Sure.
But meeting those new people, that's what it's all about.
And it's really important for them, too, to be able to kind of immediately connect with the community of who will be their future neighbors, whether they're moving this week or whether they're going to move in 2 years. It's nice to come here and meet some of the people who have already made the commitment to come here, and you can find out what it's like to be living in New Hampshire as a liberty-minded person. You know, what sort of what difficulties did people have to go through to get up here? You had to sell a house, is that right?
I did, and
that was a whole family.
Right, had to move, you know, four of us, but 1,500 miles away. But trying to sell a house 1,500 miles away
was
a
tricky
challenge. I was fortunate that I was able to give my father power of attorney, which made a lot of it, you know, a little bit easier. But still, the negotiations, and of course, the day before we moved, we literally had 90% of the stuff on our moving truck. We go out to eat that night, going to get ready to leave the next morning. We walk in the house from dinner, and the entire bottom floor of our house is flooded because the washing machine ran over
while
the 3 hours we were at dinner. So that was the day before we were pulling out to leave. So we had to deal with that 1,500 miles away, too. It was a nightmare.
Yep. Yeah, I know what you mean. I had a house that I was selling. I wanted to move here. I didn't want to wait to sell the house. Right. I wanted to get up here and sell it remotely. And things went really crazy with that situation. I had a friend who was managing the house for me. He got murdered in the time frame that I was not living down there. Jeez. The guy who was living in the house, who was his tenant, turned out that he was a sicko and was, like, molesting his granddaughter.
Oh,
so he ended up getting arrested. And, like, all this time I'm trying to sell this damn house. And, of course, you know, my first offer comes in, and you know, before all the S hit the fan, I turned it down, which was a huge mistake.
Right.
The housing market was crashing. I should have just taken it. So then I had, you know, had to wait on the second offer from somebody else, and it was $20,000 less. So I took a $20,000 hit just because I said, no, I'll wait. I'll see if I can get it back. Better offer. And, no,
it was a risk, and it didn't work out for you.
So, yeah. So glad I don't have to remotely manage a house anymore. It's bad enough to have to manage a house across town in Keene, let alone, you know, 1,500 miles away or whatever. By the way, it's Ian Freeman here from Free Talk Live. Roger Paxton joining me on the second mic from the Lava Flow podcast.
Good to be here again.
And we are, again, in the Lava Flow studios here at Rogers Campground. Arguably the most beautiful campground, certainly the most beautiful campground I've ever been to.
And now that the sun's coming up, the clouds and the fog is lifting.
Burning off a little bit.
Incredible view out here right now.
And joining us here, by the way, it is the, what is it, Tuesday right now?
Yes, it is.
Tuesday, yeah.
Everyone's like, what?
I still have a calendar with stuff I'm supposed to be doing, but I never get anything done here except for the show.
Right.
I get the show done and then hang out with people all day, and I just forget about all the responsibilities.
Right.
And that means they pile up and they got to get done at some point. But
right.
Kendall is joining us here. Kendall Strahan
is
with us all the way from Texas, although you live in New Hampshire now.
Yes, I do.
And you are the rare, you don't usually see a black guy with a Texas hat on, but I guess you see him more often in Texas, right? Like a kind of a cowboy hat. I don't know if that's what you call it.
Oh, no, that's a cowboy hat.
Is that a cowboy hat? Okay.
He is from Texas.
He really is. He really is. You know, you're born and raised out there?
Yes, I am.
And you told me yesterday you're from Houston.
Houston, Texas. Texas.
Now, what made you come up to New Hampshire?
Huh, it's an interesting story behind that.
I want to hear the whole thing.
This is a long story. No, I'll give you the short version. In all honesty, I didn't want to come to New Hampshire. In all honesty, just being real with everybody. But my wife, she actually wanted to come to New Hampshire. She's been talking about it ever since we met in middle school.
So that's the reverse, by the way. Normally, you know, the Liberty Movement's kind of a sausage party to some extent, and there are a lot of guys out there who their excuse for not coming is, well, my wife doesn't want to move. So yours was the reverse situation.
It was the reverse.
You were the one who
did. Yeah, I did not want to leave Texas.
Luckily, wives can be very persuasive.
Mine was very. She had a lot to do with our move. It would not have happened as soon as it had without my wife pushing me. So it worked out great for us.
So she wanted to go from when she was in middle school, and you knew her back then.
Yes, we've been together since middle school, so it's a total of 20 years. As a matter of fact, we just had a 19-year anniversary, wedding
congratulations.
Anniversary. Congratulations. So appreciate that. But, But the goal was she always wanted to get up north. She kind of hated the South.
Okay.
She really did.
The, just the weather or the people?
It's the people.
Okay. I can agree with that in a lot of ways.
That's where I can say that.
Right.
You're from Arkansas, Roger, and I'm from Florida originally.
Right. And, I mean, just being, you know, black in the South is not the best thing, and I could talk about that all day, but I'm not.
Sure.
But, you know, it's just a different world for us down there. And, you know, and my wife just, she was tired of it. We had kids. She wanted to raise the kids somewhere to where they can be free to be who they are, you know, and kind of experience life from a different avenue versus what we grew up seeing, you know.
Well, and not getting an immediate reaction when people see the color of your skin. Because
correct.
In the South, that absolutely happens, no doubt about it.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's not to say it won't happen up here.
Right, but it's much less common.
It's less.
Sure.
I mean, New Hampshire. Now, it's interesting that that's the case because there was in Keene, which is like 96% white and like 2% Asian and like 0.6% black. I mean, there's hardly any black people in town. Whenever I see a new black guy, I want to run up and hug him and say thanks for being here. But I remember reading a newspaper letter to the editor several years ago, which was written by a black lady who was actually from Sarasota, Florida, which is where I'm originally from. Now, I didn't know her. I just happened to see this letter to the editor, and she said she was leaving Keene because she had felt racism coming from some of the people in town.
Really?
And I was, you know, really disappointed to see that, obviously.
Well, there's a-holes everywhere. I mean, you're not going to get away from a-holes wherever you go, but in my experience, there are much fewer here. You know, I think I live on the most diverse street in New Hampshire. My next-door neighbor is Filipino. My across-the-street neighbor is Filipino. We have Puerto Ricans that live down the street, and it's only a street with 9 houses.
Wow.
So I think we, per capita, have the most diverse street in the state.
It sounds that way. So she left because of frustration over this, and I'm just thinking, gosh, you know, I'm not black, so I don't see this, I don't feel that, and I always wondered, you know, what it's like for somebody coming into this place where, you know, you're in Berlin, New Hampshire, Kendall.
Right?
I don't know what the percentage, the demographics are up there, but I bet they're not that different from Keene.
1%, no.
1%. He brought 5 with him, so that increased the population quite a bit.
It's fun to joke about it, but to some extent, it could be a serious issue that could affect, you're going to launch a business, and I just
in all honesty, the population as far as blacks from what I've seen in Berlin, it's not too many of them. A lot of them work for the state prison, so you really don't see a lot of black guys up there or black families in general. And like you said, I have 4 kids with me, so we make up some of the black population of Berlin.
A significant portion.
I mean, you do have people that come in and out, but most of them come from New York from what I've seen, and they come in to visit family at the prison or whatever, you know, so they don't really stay in Berlin.
Right. What's the population of Berlin?
Depends on how you look at it. On record, it's 10,000.
Okay.
You know.
And it's down, by the way. It's down from, I don't know what it was, when the logging mill, there was like a big logging mill up there. Just for listeners that don't know, Berlin is about maybe, a half hour from here, 20?
GPS says about 44, 45 minutes.
So, you know, even though we're pretty far north, Berlin's a little bit more north.
I mean, it's right close to Canada.
Canada.
It's the city in the northern part of New Hampshire.
Right.
When we call things cities in New Hampshire, you got to keep in mind that there's a scale involved here. But we're coming up here in moments. We're going to continue. You can stick with us for a few seconds.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
More in moments. This is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, northern part of the state, nestled in the White Mountains with just an incredible view surrounding the entire campground. It's absolutely outstanding. And even though this is going to be my last day here, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is about to kick off tomorrow. So even if you have yet to get up here, it's still not too late. That goes through the weekend. You can go to porkfest.com to check out more about that. We're here for Somalia Fest and Shire Fest. You can go to somaliafest.com to see that. We had a great rave last night that Will Coley threw. I didn't know until this weekend that he was a DJ.
I found that out this weekend, yeah. Too. I heard he did a great job last night.
It's kind of like his past life, something right. That he did in the past and that he doesn't have time for these days. But since he's on vacation, he can do it while he's here. And he went for 5 straight hours of just spinning some great tracks, some great electronic
that
music.
That is hardcore.
Late into the night. Yeah, it was really was, because that is a long time to be performing. And he did a great job. And me and Derek and Steven and a few other folks were out there just having a great time. So it was awesome. And it will continue to be a lot of fun as more people continue to arrive throughout the weekend. So you don't want to miss this event, whatever Freedom Festival it is. If you're together with hundreds of libertarians in the woods at Rogers Campground, it's going to be a good time. So definitely come on up here. In fact, our guest, Kendall Strahan, is with us, Ian and Roger, in the Lava Flow Studios doing Free Talk Live here. Kendall, you are one of the organizers of this upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yes, I am.
He is one of the main organizers. Let's get that clear. He and his wife are co-producing this event.
And we can get into that coming up here in a moment. But we were talking about, you know, what it's like to be a black guy or black family from Texas, having moved up to probably one of the whitest states in you know, all of the United States. And not only that, but to move to the middle of nowhere, basically, where you are in Berlin, New Hampshire, far away from pretty much anything. I mean, you would have to travel, what, 2-3 hours to get down to, say, Manchester or something like that?
2 hours to Manchester and 3 hours to Boston.
Wow. Yeah. So
and we were talking on the break, and I asked you, and we decided to save it for the year. Have you experienced any blatant racism since you've been here that you can remember?
No. Not personally.
And you've been here more than a year.
Right. Okay. I moved up here last April. Well, it's going a little over a year now. But, I mean, in all honesty, I've only heard somebody use the N-word, you know, only once in Berlin. And I guess it was some older guys, older French guys, and they were having a conversation and they were talking about football, and the guy was like, hey, you know, that guy's a big whatever. And,
okay. I'm sorry, my bad.
I apologize.
Even though you're black, I can't let you say that.
I'm sorry. My bad. And the guy, his friend, turns around and looks at me and he's like, and I didn't say anything. I'm like, hey, he's not talking to me.
Right.
And it didn't bother me, you know.
Yeah,
but that was the only time that
I'm
really
sure
heard
that's something you heard in the South quite a bit, though.
Well, in the South, you hit it a lot.
Right. Really?
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, being from the South, I definitely understand that. And my father, who I love to death, he's a wonderful man. I wouldn't be the man I am today if it weren't for him. But he was raised in that old school, you know, racist style.
Right.
And, you know, he would throw that word around all the time. And was it derogatory when he said it? Of course. But it's just the way that he was. And it made me sick to the point where I had to tell him that if you continue using that word around my kids, then we're going to have to keep my kids away from you.
Mm.
Because I am not going to teach my children that, because he tried to teach it to me all of my life. And I wasn't going to have that with my kids. And, of course, I had the same conversation with my mother about her religion that she kept trying to push on my kids, which was also a tough discussion. But that's just not something that I want my kids to experience. So it's great to be up here where, you know, of course, I'm a white guy. I don't see racism very much. But up here, I definitely see it even less because of people like my father.
Well, we see some, you know, I don't want to make a direct comparison to the civil rights era, but we experience in Keene, there's a group of haters that hate not because of the color of our skin, but because of our political beliefs.
Right.
And they hate the libertarians. They hate the free staters. They hate us because we're a threat to the status quo.
Right.
And these people have gone to local businesses and they have told them, there was the lady had, I don't know if I can tell that story. Anyway, let me see if I can. So she told me something in confidence, so I don't want to say that on the air.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact, having heard it from business owners in town, that they've been contacted by some of these haters who said, if you are doing business with, or if you are a free stater, then we're not going to come and do business with you. If you're servicing the free staters, we had a place called McHugh's. I can talk about this because they're closed now. He retired and shut his place down. Dude was a libertarian, the guy that owned the place. Self-described libertarian, lived in Massachusetts, but he owned a club in Keene, a bar, basically.
Right.
And we had social Sundays there for years. And he had told me once that he'd gotten some email from some people. I don't know how many of them. It didn't sound like very many. But that were saying they were going to boycott McHugh's if McHugh's continued to allow social Sundays to happen, you know, at his place. And he told them to go F off, basically, because, you know, he doesn't know who they are. He didn't know them from Adam. And
right.
He knows we're there every week buying drinks and, you know, buying food. And we're good customers. So, you know, he made the right choice in that case. But it does go to show what is going on behind the scenes. There's one business in Keene that was taking Bitcoin and then stopped after a year of taking Bitcoin at their business. And I had recruited them into Bitcoin. I'd gone to the county fair. That's where I met them, and they were doing like a food truck kind of thing. And I introduced them to Bitcoin, and then like a year later, I managed to close them and get them to start accepting it. So it was a long process. And then a year after that, I find out that they had stopped taking Bitcoin, and it's because there were some customers, supposedly. I don't know how good of customers or how many they were, but they told them, if you keep taking Bitcoin, we're not going to come to your business anymore.
Right.
And that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that they hate Bitcoin. That has to do with the fact that they hate Free State Project, Ian Freeman, Free Keen, all these things. And so it's like, I've always said that, like, we have all these haters in town, and they've been very nasty, and they'll, you know, they're obsessed with us, and they, you know, they're like basically like stalkers almost. They pay attention to everything that we do and try to find things that they can get us in trouble for. And they're just a sick, sad group of people. But I've always said I'm grateful that, you know, we haven't gotten to the point where anyone's burning crosses in our front I've had my house egged several, a few times. I had peace flags ripped down from the front porch. I've lost like 25 peace flags over a period of three or four years.
You think it's the same people doing that over and over?
It's stopped for like the last 8 months, and that was after I finally brought in Keene Police. You know, there's no other protection service.
They have a monopoly.
Right.
We have to use
finally
it.
Finally brought them in, and they actually did a good job. They did some investigation. I had surveillance footage of the car that had come by, and you know, it had a little dent in the side of it, so it's pretty easy to identify, and they found that guy, and
nice.
and he was sorry when they found him, I said, look, you know, I don't want to bring charges against these guys. They were just, it was high school kids and college kids, and
just wanted it to stop, and that was the only way that we could make it stop in the monopoly police situation that we have.
Right, and so I said to the police, say, look, you know, I don't want to bring charges against them. I just want to get the flag back. You know, I just want to, you know, make things right.
Right.
And so dude offered to buy me two flags to replace the one that he'd stolen, and he was already actually down in North Carolina. I guess he went to college at Keene State, and he'd gone back home for that time. And so he ordered a couple flags on Amazon and sent them to my house, and so we were good to go on that one. And then I think probably the word got around, because what was happening, we had heard, was that it was kind of like a college initiation or high school kind of boys that
steal the
flag, I'll steal the flag, that kind of thing.
Right.
Of course, you know, the irony of stealing a peace flag is pretty clear.
Right.
So they have to live with that. The ones who did get away with it, they have this stolen peace flag.
Yeah.
But, you know, those just some nasty things. That pushback against, we don't want your kind around here, is something we've definitely experienced. And, you know, get back to being black in New Hampshire. There was a guy in Keene, one of the token black guys in Keene, who I was talking with for a while. And I said, well, what was it like? I mean, you grew up here.
Right.
Oh, so he was a native.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So what was it like? And he said, well, you know, what it really was, it wasn't that people were racist. It was that they'd only seen black people in the movies.
Right.
And they didn't know how to, you know, even though we're just people, they still, it felt weird to them. They didn't know how to interact on a, like, a real level. I don't know. It was weird. But he didn't, you know, it didn't push him away or anything
right.
like that. It was just,
well, that's
that
really
was his analysis.
I mean, that's really unusual, because that's, I mean, there's got to be some sort of a being taught that, because children don't act that way. When kids get around kids of other races, they don't have any trouble interacting with each other, because they have it, if at that point, they haven't been taught that.
Yeah, I don't think it was necessarily trouble interacting. It was probably just the, like, if you're a kid and all you've ever been around is kids that have the same skin tone as you, and then
that's
all of a sudden there's this black kid over there, you might be confused by that.
Well, sure.
You might want to know why. Did he get sunburned?
Right.
We had a question from one of my kids. Why is this kid's skin darker than mine? Why is his skin, you know, his black?
Right. And that's just, you know,
it is.
Explanation.
It's just a natural curiosity.
Explain it.
We just explained it. We explained it scientifically, you know, the melanin and all of that. And, oh, okay. And
yeah.
We're going to continue. More with Kendall Strahan, Ian and Roger here on Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Rogers Campground for the Shire Fest and Somalia Fest festivals. First year for those events, but it's not our first year here. Free Talk Live, having broadcasted live from almost all of the pork fests in the past, with the exception of last year. And you know, always love to come out here to be around the Liberty community that just keeps getting bigger and better as more new people come into it, as they pick up their lives and their families, jobs, careers, and move up to New Hampshire, because they've learned that this is the destination for people who care about freedom. There is no other migration project, and there's a bunch of others that are trying to compete with this migration that's happening here to New Hampshire, but they just, you know, they don't have the traction, they don't have the history.
Well, and not even close. That's the difference. I mean, none of them have even maybe hit 1% of what New Hampshire has.
Yeah, and they're, you know, they're nothing. I mean, they're trying to take over a little town in in North Carolina, and
or now the big one in the Midwest or whatever.
Arizona,
right?
The Free State Wyoming, that one's been dead for years. That was the biggest competitor to the Free State Project, was Free State Wyoming, because Wyoming got second place in the vote. So when the Free State Project chose from the 10 candidate states, New Hampshire won overwhelmingly. Wyoming was second place in that. And a bunch of the people out west were like, well, we don't want to go east of the, you know, Mississippi, so we're just going to stay out here. We're going to go to Wyoming. Well, some of them actually did. They actually did get some people that moved out there. But Wyoming's such a big place.
It's huge, yeah.
They, you know, they moved all across the state. And it was the kind of people who just wanted to kind of move somewhere, shoot their guns out in the backyard and be left alone.
Yeah.
And they got that. You know, that's what they have. They held a Jamboree Festival, kind of like their competitor to Porcupine Freedom Festival. They held that for a few years, and then that just disappeared. They haven't updated their website in a decade at this point, so they're long gone. And you know, there's nothing else out there. You'll see them pop up all the time, and it's like usually it's just somebody who's too unmotivated to pick up their own lives and move to New Hampshire.
So they want everybody to come to them?
Yeah, come on over here to Arizona. We got Free State West now. This is the newest one, which is a reuse of Free State West from back when somebody wanted it to be more than Wyoming. So it was Free State Wyoming, then somebody made Free State West, which was like Wyoming and Idaho and Utah and, you know, Montana.
And that kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah,
you're
so
you're making them so far apart that you're not going to affect
anything. You can't do anything. So now Free State West, they're trying to get people to move to Arizona. It's like, come on. Like, if you're willing, why would somebody want to move to a place where the person who's leading the project wasn't willing to do the same thing that they're asking everyone else to do? Why would anyone want to do that? It doesn't work.
Right.
But this is working, where we already have thousands of people who've moved to New Hampshire, thousands of libertarians, voluntarists, like-minded, you know, liberty-loving anarchists. They've come here, and more are coming. And this is a great week for it, because a lot of people come up to these festivals, like Porkfest, which is about to start tomorrow. And then they stay. This is their move. This is their first arrival here in New Hampshire. And it's just so exciting. New blood comes in, new people with new ideas that they can, you know, plug into the community and bring to the table, new talents to bring to the marketplace. And so you should join us. You really should. You can go to ShireSociety.com, and there's a page on there about moving to New Hampshire. Of course, the Free State Project still recruiting signers, I believe.
They have a solid taking signers.
So, you know, even if you don't want to join anything, that doesn't matter. Just come on up here.
Right.
You can still get involved in the community. You don't have to have a membership in anything. So it's Ian and Roger here in our studio, the Lava Flow Studios, on their campground, the Paxton Fest campground here. And Kendall Strahan, you showed up yesterday. You got the family unpacked in one of those cabins over there.
Right.
You are new-ish to New Hampshire. You've completed your first year.
Yes, sir.
So you know, you haven't left yet, so that's a good sign. Because a lot of people have left. We were talking about this the other day.
Right.
A number of the people who've moved here, you know, they just, their life's journey took them elsewhere. But it sounds like your wife's pretty serious about staying.
Well, Andy's putting in deep roots. They're buying a house. They've bought a business.
Commercial building, right?
A commercial building.
Tell me a little bit more about that, because that sounded like a pretty cool plan.
Well, my wife and I purchased a commercial building in Berlin, New Hampshire, actually right off of Main Street. We got the building rather cheap.
Everything's cheap in Berlin. It's the Detroit of New Hampshire.
Right. And, you know what? And it's funny you say that. It really is.
Without all the crime, although.
Right. I mean, if you look at what happened in Detroit, the same thing kind of happened in Berlin with the mills.
The logging industry died up there for some reason, and it turned into a dying town.
Right.
Houses started to go on the market and drove prices through the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, you could drop 10 grand and get a house in Berlin. Probably won't be the best house.
But you can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah.
And that's great for people who are moving up here with limited resources.
Right. Well, now you had said yesterday off the air you wouldn't recommend somebody coming up there who needs a job, though.
Right. And that's just my personal opinion from what I've seen just being in Berlin for roughly a year. There are jobs in Berlin, don't get me wrong, but I mean the main job
Walmart.
Is the prison and Walmart.
Yeah,
right. Correct. So if you come up there to look for something other than that, then no. But if you have an entrepreneurial mind and you kind of have what I like to call a go-get-it attitude,
yep.
then, yeah, you'll do good in Berlin.
Or if you can work from home, like
you can work from
telecommute
home, you know,
kind
right.
of thing. I've never been there.
Really?
I mean,
I haven't either. No, I mean, it's so close to us right now, we should probably go.
I've come up here for a decade and for freedom festivals, but I've never gone to Berlin. So you guys are starting up a commercial property with the intention of opening up, was it a jazz club?
Well, it's a,
what was it going
to
be?
I had to reframe
it. What's the vision?
It's more of a jazz-style lounge. It's kind of like an upscale coffee house. The plan is to have live music there. If we can get, you know, jazz-style music, have open mic, poetry night, we're trying to bring some of the southern culture for the food to Berlin.
Nice.
Which I think it'll be a plus once we get everything going.
Yeah.
We just want to bring a chill spot, you know, because Berlin doesn't have that.
Really?
It has bring Dunkin' that community together, too.
Yeah, bring the community together. You know?
So what, is there a couple bars in town? And, like, where could someone else go to? And you guys are going to be the only place?
No, you have a couple of bars. You have the VFW. You have Dunkin' Donuts, which is the local hangout.
Wow. So, yeah, there's a real need in the market for this, then.
Right. I mean, it's so funny because we first moved to Berlin last year. Everybody's like, hey, you going to go to the mall? I was like, what's the mall? And going to find out this Walmart.
Wow.
So like, well, really?
Well, hey, at least you've got a Walmart, though. There's a lot of towns that probably don't. So at least you've got that.
Is it a super Walmart? Probably not.
No, it's not a super Walmart.
Most of them aren't super up here.
Yeah, they're all super all over the place in the South.
Yeah, the South, every one of them is super. 24 hours, grocery store. We don't have that in Keene. But that's the Keene city government's fault. They prevented Walmart from going.
Really?
They were going to open a super Walmart, and Keene said, nope.
Wow.
We want to be a small town forever, so you can't.
But it's not really a small town. It's 30-something thousand people, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Keene's about 23,000.
Okay. And it's a college town, right?
It is, yeah. And, you know, but there's still a certain, you know, group of people that live there that they want it to be and feel like a small town. So you can't, there's certain, you know, regulations in Keene. You can't build this, you can't build a building that's more than five stories tall.
Wow.
Because they don't want it to look like a city. They don't want it to look urban or whatever. There was a proposal a couple of years ago for Verizon to build a tower on the hill that was to the east of Keene. And there was this big uproar against this tower. Oh, we can't have the tower. It's going to ruin our view. We got to have, you know, this perfect all trees, no tower view on the hill. But the thing is, there was already a tower on this hill. So there's already Time Warner has a tower. That's where their head end is with all
the two towers is just way too much.
You can't have that.
That's too much.
So I think Verizon ended up renting space on the Time Warner tower. So we still got 4G in Keene. That was what they were going to use the tower for. Right. But just, you know, it's that kind of small town mentality. If we want to stay a small town and keep these flatlanders out and that kind of thing.
Well, the winter's almost kept me out, I'll be honest. But now that I've been through a pretty decent-sized winter last winter, I feel much more comfortable with it.
It's got to be pretty brutal up in Berlin, right?
Yeah, I was about to say the winters in Berlin are kind of brutal.
And in Texas, did you ever see snow before you moved up here?
Once or twice. When
Houston's
I was younger,
close to the ocean, right? Close-ish?
Yeah. Half an hour from the ocean.
Galveston. Yeah. You're not too far. About an hour or something away from Galveston.
Yeah, they actually get some hurricanes. I've heard of hurricanes actually hitting Houston pretty bad.
The hurricanes is the norm now.
I don't miss that. That's one of the things. I mean, I don't miss living in Florida at all. There's every now and then I see lightning, like lightning storms in New Hampshire, and I liked that in Florida. When it doesn't strike your house, it's really pretty. Yeah. When it does strike your house, it's...
Well, tornadoes is what I don't miss at all. I mean, we had a tornado hit our house in 94 and did a ton of, I don't know, $80,000 worth of damage to the house I lived in and destroyed a couple of our cars. And I don't miss that a bit because that is such a terrifying feeling because they happen so quickly. You have no way to prepare. You don't know that they're coming. And, wow, that's scary.
Right.
When a tornado does happen up here, and it's very rare, there was one that happened several years ago in Massachusetts, and it just destroyed everything. I mean, because up here, I mean, it's not like you can really build to prepare for a tornado anyway. Right. But you know, they don't have like high wind structures or whatever, anything like that up here, and so they just tear through all these old tinderbox houses like they're nothing. So anyway, the weather is a challenge. It is, but you know, it's one of the interesting things. I think it's nice to have seasons. I never had that before.
And my wife and I have the same way. But one thing that I really like better here is that in the summer, it's not just completely oppressive. I hated going outside in the summer,
especially at night.
Yeah, it's just miserable.
Summer year round and stuff.
So like today, it's a beautiful day. It's, you know, almost July now, and it's just absolutely the most perfect day you could have. It's probably 95 degrees in Arkansas, I would imagine now. So.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, in Florida, I was from the west coast of Florida. It was like hot all year, and then a couple of months in the wintertime, a little cooler. And that was, you know, the only change. That was it.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.